We start with NBA basketball, where LeBron James had 30 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and Lakers outscored Chicago 70-47 in the second half. Los Angeles beat the Bulls in the Windy City 118-112 on Tuesday night. Gordon Hayward hit for 39, Boston a 119-113 win over Cleveland. Atlanta tops San Antonio 108-100. Denver downs Miami 109-89. It was overtime with Charlotte a 122-120 win over Indiana. And Oklahoma City beat Orlando 102-94. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt gets a new three-year contract through 2022. He was hired in 2018. The first deal ran through 2020. The team president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, he gets a three-year extension as well through 2023. Schilt is among the final three for the National League Manager of the Year to be announced next week. The first college football playoff ranking of the season, Ohio State debuts at number one. The Buckeyes are perfect 8-0. LSU is number two, followed by Alabama and Penn State. The defending national champ is Clemson. They're number five, but they'll move in if they win this weekend because LSU and Alabama play each other. Georgia is number six, followed by Oregon, Utah, Oklahoma, Iowa State's opponent Saturday night, and Florida. Baylor is number 12. Wisconsin is 13th. Iowa takes on Wisconsin this Saturday. Michigan is 14th. Kansas State is 16th. Minnesota 17th, and Iowa number 18. For the Hawkeyes, they're trying to climb back into the race in the Big Ten West with that road trip to Madison. The recent history has not been good in this series. It's been all Wisconsin. The Badgers have won six of the last seven.
It really doesn't matter if you look at it over 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. If you look at our conference, Ohio State's led the conference in wins, and Wisconsin's been solid number two right behind them. So, just gives you a good level of the success they've had on the field, the consistency they've demonstrated as a football team.
Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes take on a Wisconsin defense that's been tough to solve. In fact, Iowa's offense has only scored a total of 32 points in the last four games. And against Wisconsin, 3 o'clock is kickoff Saturday afternoon on Fox. Now, the stretch run begins for Iowa State this week when they visit Oklahoma. They're 5-3. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones have put themselves in a position to play important games in November.
And now, we get the opportunity to kind of kick off the month of November with a great challenge and obviously a great road opponent in maybe one of the best college football environments in college football. So it'll be obviously a great challenge for the Cyclones.
7 o'clock is game time Saturday night, and like Iowa, that game will be on Fox as well. College basketball, where Michael Jacobson had 20 points, Iowa State rolls to a 110-74 victory against Mississippi Valley State. Tyrese Halliburton added 12 points, 14 assists. Steve Prohm and the Cyclones led it 56-33 at halftime.
I think the biggest thing that sticks out offensively, I don't think the ball really stuck tonight. 32 assists on 45 baskets, it's almost 70%. We only turned it over 10 times in a game that went up and down a bunch, and we shot almost 90 times. I think that's number two. And then number three, when you talk on the other end, we've got to continue to make a conscious effort in transition defense.
Six players in double figures. Iowa State will be at Oregon State basketball Saturday afternoon. Now, Darling Stone Dubar is a 3-star shooting guard from Charlotte, North Carolina. He wants to play basketball at Iowa State. In Ames this past weekend, becomes the third recruit in the class of 2020. Had offers from Maryland, Marquette, Notre Dame, Auburn, Wichita State, and Kansas State. Northern Iowa, their men's basketball team, opened the season against Old Dominion. They win over the Monarchs 58-53. A.J. Green and Spencer Haldeman each had 12 points, and Northern Iowa hits the road on Saturday at Northern Illinois. All the top 25 teams that did play on Tuesday night did win except two, and that was because it was a dandy doubleheader at Madison Square Garden in New York. Number two, Kentucky, beat top-ranked Michigan State 69-62. The early game was fourth-ranked Duke, defeating third-ranked Kansas 68-66. And Fred Hoiberg, his coaching debut with Nebraska, did not go so well in Lincoln. Cal Riverside defeated the Cornhuskers 66-47. Number 20, St. Mary's over Wisconsin 65-63 in overtime. That game was up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And women's basketball set for Wednesday night. North Dakota State will be at Northern Iowa. Game time is 6:30.